I'm Richard J. Brown, BRAUN, Richard Mitchell, J3009. Please address this letter to Dr. Lowell. Dear Dr. Lowell, this is for Mr. Brown, BRAUN. As you recall, he's a 76-year-old gentleman who had seen for prolonged elevation of prolonged PKT. But the workup here includes the following. Mixing studies show that there is a lupus inhibitor. There was low titer, increased anti-beta 2 glycoprotein 1 antibody and anti-glypin antibody. Factor 2 activity was normal at 95%. Anti-glypin antibody IgG was 25. I reviewed the old records from July of 2005, where the left knee showed low-grade lymphoma suggestive of marginal zone type and osteoarthritis. Clinically, patient seems to be doing well, has been on aspirin, paroxysmal physical development chart for impression, lupus inhibitor with prolonged PTT, and also increased beta 2 glycoprotein antibody and increased anti-glypin antibody IgG. Number 2, low back pain, spinal stenosis scheduled for surgery. Number 3, calcific aortic stenosis. Number 4, congestive heart failure, as per AIC. Number 5, psoriasis. Number 6, history of low grade lymphoma on diagnosed on left knee surgery, marginal zone type in 2005, clinically doing well, planned. Clinically, patient seems to be doing well. He's been told to continue the aspirin as per discussion with you, and he's okay from hematological standpoint for surgery. He is hypercoagulable and will need standard perioperative thromboprophylaxis. Period follow-up in 3 months for ongoing evaluation of lymphoma. Period. Some patients with lymphoma do have a lupus anticoagulant, although certainly he does not have any signs or symptoms of lymphoma at the present time period. Again, I do wish you care. Thank you. 123.13.